Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC, your college and community station from Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia, at 90.7 FM and also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. That's WEH, Emory Henry, WEHC. FM.com. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love, music, and occasionally put in an oddball thing, a reading, a story, a joke. I don't have one planned tonight. I call those oddball things wombats, and sometimes they come wandering in on their own. But tonight, there may not be any wombats, just music. We're going to start with Wagon Wheel. Wagon Wheel was a snippet of a song written by Bob Dylan that he never really filled out. And then somebody picked it up, some other people, and made it into a full song. And it just shows how much talent can be in a little snippet. This is by the Old Crow Medicine Show, Wagon Wheel. Now a very popular song to sing. Amateur musicians like me and groups, we love this song. It's got some odd geography in it. It mentions going west from the Cumberland Gap and then through Johnson City. Well, the Cumberland Gap is west of Johnson City, so they should be east, but we aren't going to worry about such things. And very few people who hear the song are going to have any idea that it's geographically incorrect. So this is Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show.
To Johnson City, Tennessee, and I gotta get a move on, baby. but a son. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
That was Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show. Next up is a recently written song about coal mining. Coal mining is much in the press these days. President Trump is promising to revive coal mining, and yet some economists and people who know the field say that isn't going to happen, that it's not a problem of regulations, it's a problem of economics, that the coal mining, especially in this the kind of coal we have in this part of the world, is simply not economically viable at this time, even if you do make lessen the regulations and stuff. So we'll see. However, what is not in question is the fact that coal miners have had a miserable life, even though they were well paid for part of it. It's hard work. It's one of the most dangerous professions in the world. And I think this song captures some of the dreariness of the profession and some of the fear.
Let me live to see the light. Don't let me die beneath the stones, where the cold rains down to dye my bones the color of earth and darkest night. Let me
was Beneath the Stones by the band Notorious. And it's a rough life, coal mining. We'll move on to something a little more cheerful. This is J.P. Morgan from 1957. It's a love song. She's saying, "That's all I want from you." And it was a beautiful song. I've stuck, it's got legs, lasted a long time. It's been 57 years, and it's still being played, at least by me and some others. So this is called That's All I Want From You.
A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky. A kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want.
Was That's All I Want From You by J.P. Morgan. Next up is a song called Jean from the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, 1969, starred Maggie Smith as Jean Brody, and she won an Academy Award for that. And Maggie Smith is still acting in shows, Harry Potter films, she was in there. Anyway, great, great actress, great song. This version was sung by Oliver and was the most popular version of the song. The part I like best is the part where it says, "Jean, you're young and alive." It's that point in life where you can just feel her blossoming and exciting. And she was a beautiful young woman, and it was a great song. At least I liked it a lot. So here it is for you. This is Jean, sung by Oliver.
roses are red. All the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean, 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 you're young and alive, come out of your half-dreamed dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting. Jean, Jean, roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Come into my arms, my Jean. Jean, you're young and alive, come out of your half-dream dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie.
That was Jean by Oliver. Next is a song with an interesting little pedigree. It's called The Windmills of Your Mind. And I have liked it for many years. It was first in the movie The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968. And then when the movie was remade in 1999, they used the same song. This time they had Sting sing it. And the version I'm going to play today is Sting's version. Although the other version is, I'd say, as good. They're both great. So this is The Windmills of Your Mind. And I think it's kind of a meditative thing. If you listen closely, it may take you into the windmills of your mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, ever spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling moving silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That was The Windmills of Your Mind, sung by Sting. And now we're going to jump genres. This is country music, Louisiana Cajun country music. This is The Alligator Man, written and performed by Jimmy C. Newman, who is known as The Alligator Man from Louisiana. He's really got the spirit of the whole thing. So this is a, what can I call it? A swampy song, I think, probably is the best thing to call it. This is Alligator Man.
Around my head, Spanish moss for my bed. I very seldom
That was The Alligator Man, sung by Jimmy C. Newman, the Alligator Man himself. Now we're back to another genre. This is called The Wait. It's sung by Jackie DeShannon. A number of people have recorded this. This is one of the better versions. Many of them are great. This one's from 1968. And it just tells a story listen for yourself. See if you can figure out what this is about. It's a little confusing, but it's a powerful song in its own way. It's telling something.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand. No, was all he said. For a place to hide, when I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. Just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, hon, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Your cannonball now to take me down the line. Well, my bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
That was The Wait by Jackie DeShannon. Well, it's time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is FM 90.7 on your local dial. And you can also pick us up streaming at WEHCFM.com on the web. And Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading or a story or a joke, and I call those things wombats. But tonight's not a wombat night, at least not so far. And we're going to move on with more music. This is by Mika. Mika is a British singer. Actually, he was born of American parents, and his mother was Lebanese. They had to leave Lebanon due to the war and revolution and moved to Paris, and he was educated there and quite talented and began to perform. And this song is unique. It's different in a way. It's called Any Other World, and I don't know why I like it as much as I do, but I do know that I like it. So this is Any Other World by Mika.
In any world is you could tell the difference.
Was Any Other World by Mika. I had lunch today with some friends and we got discussing poetry, and I've mentioned often that a lot of poetry doesn't really reach me, but some songs do, and that last one is a good example. It has a mystical bent, sort of takes me off into another place in my mind, and I think that that's one of the powers that music and poetry and theater have for us, and each of us has different buttons that can be pushed. And that one pushed some of mine, as do most of the songs I play. That's why I play them. Next up is another one like that. This is by Earl Thomas Conley. I like his voice. It's something about his delivery that has always caught me. This one's called I Have Loved You, Girl, But Not Like This Before. So this is Earl Thomas Conley. And you can listen, see what you think of his voice. It's each. All of us have different preferences and things we like best, and these are the ones I like best, and I hope that some of it overlaps with your tastes. Let's try this one.
I have loved you, girl, but not like this before. Yeah, I have loved you, girl, but not like this before.
Earl Thomas Conley singing, I Have Loved You, Girl, But Not Like This Before. We're going to stay in the country genre. This is David Frizzell and Connie Lay singing You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. You know, one funny thing about doing a radio show is there's no one here to correct me. And some people listening out there can probably hear mistakes or things they know are different. And I go bubbling right along. And no one can tell me unless you call me or email me. And you can email me. The easiest way to get me is at my home address, harry@baya.net. That's Harry, my first name, at B-A-Y-A, my last name, .net. So if you have any comments on my show or want to send me corrections of things I've said wrong, please do. Next song is You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. And it's a man and a woman or a boy and a girl, take what you want, in love. And they're separated. And he's in Oklahoma. And he's letting her know that she's still very important to him. And she gets a chance to reply in the song. She tells him that he's still on her mind, too. So this is the reason, you're the reason God made Oklahoma.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that is shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northerner passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made.
Now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip, they wish that they could be like you. Santa Monica Freeway sometimes makes a country girl blue.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure just thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. You're missing you.
You're the Reason God Made Loco-Homa by David Frizzell and probably Shelley West. I'm not sure who the female singer was. That song reaches me. Now here's a down and dirty barroom song, I guess I'd call it. Third Rate Romance is the name of the song. And the full title probably should be Third Rate Romance Low Rent Rendezvous. This is a guy and a girl in a bar who hook up. I think that's the term kids use today. And there's not a whole lot of meaningful relationship in this. And yet there is some humanity in it. So I'll leave you to judge that. But it's got some good music and tells a story. It's called Third Rate Romance by Sammy Kershaw.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need
Third Rate Romance, Low Rent Rendezvous by Sammy Kershaw. And that's seedy, I guess, tacky. And yet, like I say, it has a real warm human feel to it. People, real people, living their lives, maybe not the lives we'd want to live, but still doing the best they can with what they've got. That's the way I see it. Next up is Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary were one of the big groups of my college days. The folk music revival came in, and they were one of the lead groups. There was the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Limelighters, Joan Baez, so many stars, Bob Dylan, the Weavers, all of them flourished for a few years there. And Peter, Paul, and Mary is probably the biggest. I saw them live in concert several times. Mary Travers, we used to call her Sexy. We call them Peter, Paul, and Sexy. She was great on stage, great personality, a lot of zip, really put some energy into everything. And they had beautiful harmonies. This song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, was sung by just about everybody. I think Pete Seeger wrote it. This is one of the better versions, although the Kingston Trio did a nice version too. And I sing this song, often groups sing it. It's a good song to sing. It's one of the stronger anti-war songs ever written, because it doesn't attack war directly. It kind of attacks the result of war. So this is Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone?
Long time ago. Gone long time ago. Where have all the husbands gone?
Gone for soldiers, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone?
Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Gone
long time passing.
Where have all the graveyards gone?
Long time ago.
Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The last song for this show is Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, from the musical Evita by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And in the movie, Madonna sings it. The version I have is by Sarah Brightman, and it catches the pathos of a woman who knows she's dying young. She was a great heroine to her people, and she's telling them, don't cry for me. I have lived a life and done my job, and go on and live, Argentina, live. Well, I hate to interrupt a song midstream, but our time is running out, and I'll start next week's show with that. That was Don't Cry For Me, Argentina by Sarah Brightman. It's time for me to tell you goodbye from Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I want to ask you all to do what I ask you every week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.